Texas Newsmaker 3.
And I believe we do have Lyon County Extension Agent Brian Reese joining us right now on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, a big seminar that's coming up next week we need to tell you about.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far today. So you got a pretty important seminar here that's coming up just over a week from now. Let's talk a little bit about this estate and transition planning seminar that you've got planned.
Sounds like a winner. It is coming up on Thursday the 16th. And, you know, we talk about estate planning and transition planning, and I just want to clarify that there really is a difference out there. And a lot of times they work in unison and should work in unison, but sometimes we get focused on transferring assets and taking care of the stuff, and we lose track of, you know, trying to keep the business going. And especially that's important in the ag industry, where, you know, and I know that that happens in the small business world as well, but there's so much tied up in assets for the operation that you focus on that. But without the business background to go ahead and keep everything going and planning for that, then assets go away pretty quickly.
Okay, so we've got this coming up on the 16th. Tell us a little bit about what is going to be taking place. Really, I guess, when and where we got to gather, and then what's going to be taking place.
Yeah, we'll be at 5:30 at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Have a nice meal prior to that. Want to thank some of the folks that are underwriting things here a little bit. We've got Citizen State Bank, Community National Bank, ESB Financial, and Frontier Farm Credit are all pitching in on this. We are still asking for $10 registration fee payable at the door to attend. You know, that is still, it's still a bargain to come in and see that, hear that, get the information, and be fed at the same time. We do want to encourage everybody, whether you already have a plan in place, whether you've been meeting with your local attorneys, financial advisors, tax strategists, however you want to look at it, to make a plan. I always encourage people, regardless of whether they have a plan or not, to come and listen. Sometimes you'll hear something that, you know, occasionally the tax laws change. It could be more advantageous to take a look and review what you have. Sometimes you'll hear something and say, you know, I hadn't included that, or I hadn't considered that when we drew up our plan 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. So, again, I would encourage everybody to call in, make your reservations, and plan to join us there on next Thursday.
Yeah, going to be a good seminar, and a lot of great information, and something everyone should. A lot of people probably already have taken a pretty deep look at it, but mm-hmm. as Brian mentioned, good information. Knowledge is power there, Brian.
Knowledge is important, and, you know, as we look around, especially in agriculture, at the age of our producers, I'm above average. Hey! The average producer age, 57. Just over 57 in Lyon County. The state average is over 58. So, hey, at least something, I'm above average. But, you know, we need to look at making a plan and then go ahead and revisit it, even if you have a plan in place. And the speakers that we have are very well versed in that. One is Sean Robin out of Manhattan. He'll be talking a lot about some of the legal side of things, some of the estate-related terms, some probate, some of the asset transfer scenarios. One thing that we hear a lot about are various entities versus trust versus wills versus transfer on death, those types of things and how they interact. Something that becomes even more important and all, a lot of times we don't give enough thought, would be some long-term care considerations and planning for that. And finally, we will wrap up with Ashley Westerholt from the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at Kansas State, talking about transitioning your agricultural enterprise. And, you know, again, looking at your business, whether it's a farm, whether it's a ranch, whether it's a diversified operation, whether you just are a rural landowner and want to make sure that somehow transitions to the next generation with a knowledge and understanding of how to make it work. And those things are all important.
Absolutely.
All right, so give us the date and registration deadline is near. How can we get that done, Brian?
Call us here at the Extension office, 620-341-3220. Make the reservations as soon as you can. We're asking for them tomorrow. We may have a little bit of slack in there, but we really need to try and get those in as early as possible so that we can make appropriate meal planning for that. Again, the seminar will take place on Thursday, November 16th at 5:30 at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And, you know, would encourage everybody that has an interest in agriculture to make plans to attend on that.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Brian, keep us posted. We'll go ahead and run a story here the next day or so, and then we'll obviously be covering that here next week.
Sounds great. And one final thing here today, two final things, actually. I know you guys have been saying it all morning. Let's exercise one of our rights today.
Get out and vote. Yep.
Get out and vote. And thank the veterans for helping preserve those rights. That's an important thing to come up this weekend. So, and every day. So, again, thank you guys for the opportunity this morning. I hope we get a lot of phone calls here in a little bit.
Yeah, hope so.
And get a lot of folks registered to attend.
Brian, thanks. Good job.
Thanks, Brian. Take care, bud.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brian Reese joining us from the Lyon County Extension Office. Again, call the office, 620-341-3220, to get RSVP'd for that special estate and transition planning seminar on the 16th.
It is 858 KVOE live and local. Hey there, savvy shoppers. Tired of waiting for Black Friday deals? Get ahead.